Well, hello, people, and here's a turn of events, and another death of maybe another conglomerate company. This is the new executive boss of Aviva, the insurance company. Now, surprisingly, she's the first femon to ever be the boss. Of course, there is a good reason for that. But I don't know how long she's been the boss, but the rules and regulations are gonna come in fast. And they won't be about creating the business to make more money. As you see, it's going to be about diversity. But this femon's not trying to hide the double standards. She's targeting white, mature males that will have to be okayed by her first before they're hired. Not femons, not older femons, and apparently not the younger men, because they've been brainwashed to not be allowed to criticize femons and believe they're princesses. It's only the older males and white ones at that need to be cleared by her before they're hired. Now, have you heard anything more ridiculous than this? Surely that's against the law, isn't it? And if I was working for Aviva and heard this and I was a male, not even middle-aged, I'd be thinking about finding somewhere else to work. And if I'm applying for a job, I would strike them out. There's plenty of insurance companies. Because this is probably the tip of the iceberg. There'll be more laws to follow. Trust me. She's targeting a certain group of males. This is probably her most important thing as a boss that she's doing. And forgetting all about making money. Or making the company maybe more efficient. It's lucky that Aviva is a very, very big company. But they will lose money and a lot of decent people over this move. And her excuse is, oh, the sexism in the industry was so widespread. You mean not everybody thought the femons were perfect and princesses? In other words, they saw femons for what they were and treated them as an equal work colleague. Well, that won't be the case anymore, will it? The femons in the company will feel the empowerment and use it, and they will probably become unbearable. Then why didn't she target older black men? Well, we know why, don't we? It's all virtual signaling. Can you imagine if a man took over a company and just said, well, middle-aged femons, we're going to have to talk with them a bit. And I'm not going to hire them if I don't goddamn well like them. Yeah. Shit would hit the fan, wouldn't it? Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. I'll put a link to the story down below. And this is exactly how femons silence criticism.